culmination. So a culmination in really two senses. So yesterday we dealt with the issue of the responsibility, not just of the dayanim, but moving outwards from the dayanim of the Baalei Din, and dealt with a particularly, you know, insidious case, but one that fed into our entire rubric of Midvar Sheker Tirchak, where the guys figure that better than organizing themselves as three, what they should do is break up into a unit of one and two to get the desired result. Maybe it's a truthful result. Maybe this guy really owes $999, right? But if they come as a unit and say, you know, you owe us this money, so all he has to do is to deny it. And, you know, if they don't even have an Eid Echad, so then, you know, the case dies right there on the spot. It's a dead on arrival. An Eid Echad is Mechai Vishvua. They don't even have an Eid Echad. They think to themselves, they say, let's get smart. No, we've got three guys here, so why don't two of us be the Eidim and one of us, you know, claim the entire unit, and then, you know, in the back room over there, we'll be able to divide it up. So that's, of course, Amidvar Sheker Tirchak. So, two final Rambams. So the Rambam in Sanhedrin Chaf Beis is obviously in the middle of Chaf Aleph and Chaf Dalet, which we explored before, Chaf Aleph being the incredibly fascinating balance between Psach Picha Le'ilim, and Midvar Sheker Tirchak, and then Perek Chaf Dalet being the subjective consideration where Im Libo Nokvo, right, you can insert another Dayan. Okay, so Gabi, you want to do the honors? This is Perek Chaf Beis. Kachayam in Hagam Shal Anshei Yerushalayim. Anshei Yerushalayim are some of the most interesting guys in the world. They have fascinating minhagim with their lulavim and other such things. So they're very righteous people with the style all to their own. So machnisin bali dinim v'shomim divrei metanose machnisin ma'edim v'shomim divreihem v'motzin kol adam lachutz. Okay, so the Anshei Yerushalayim, they hear all that there was to be said. They do a very thorough job. Okay, go ahead, Gavi. V'adayanim. Right, so that's based on a principle on the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, or the Mishnah talks about Holech Rachel Megala Sod, that you're not supposed to say which way a Dayan voted in any kind of a Din Torah. That's an important issue in its own right. And now going on from here, Dayan Shu Yodea Bechavero. Okay, so now coming back to the Anshei Yerushalayim, and specifically Nikki Adash Yerushalayim. So the trifecta, right? So the Nikki Hadas Yerushalayim, the Anshei Yerushalayim plus, as it were. So it's not just, you know, that it's a person is an established a Goslin or a Russia, that the person is guilty, right? But you might say the standard in Yerushalayim, if I give a pithy expression, is guilty until proven innocent, right? So Midvar Sheker Tirchak, they understood that the Richuk Mida Raisa was even, and this, you could say that maybe this is like a little bit, you know, over the top, because normally we extend the Chezkas Kashrus, but they took this idea of Midvar Sheker Tirchak so seriously. So trifecta, whether it was Chasima Bishtar, whether it was a Seuda, certainly whether it was, a Din Torah, so they would just never be mitzari of themselves unless they knew in advance, you know, who was on it. So again, normally we just extend the Chezkas Kashrus, and then after the fact you could say, okay, well, how did I know? But the Anshei Yerushalayim, the Nikki Hadash Yerushalayim, where they weren't willing to risk it. So they felt that there was a din of Harchaka, not just a din Torah, right? That's an amazing thing. You know, think about how far we've gotten from Parshas Mishpatim, right? Okay, so you could say a natural extension of that would be Chasima Bishtar, right? Eidim HaChasumim Bishtar Kamishan Echkara Edusim Bivest. A natural extension. But to say, you know, a Seuda, it's not even a halachic event, right? So this is an amazing idea. Midvar Sheker Tirchak Ad Sheyedu Mimesiv Yimayim. Even in a social, recreational setting, they were very careful about all association. So now we come back to the coup de grace. So this is the Rambam that convinced me that the Rambam, again, I think somewhat begrudgingly, based on the Gemara Bava Metzia, when there's a Heter Lashanos, when again, before you have Be'achsanya, Be'masechta, And then, you know, taking into account the Gemara in Yevamos, where the Gemara in Yevamos talks about a mitzvah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it himself, Vadu Nizakein, you know, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu says Vanizakanti, and the Shulchan Aruch says, yeah, so it's a mitzvah to say Kalanah v'chasud. Then he said, you look up and down the Rambam, it's not there. And the Rambam, again, in Gzeila V'Aveda, says, if a person relies on this heter, we don't think it undermines their credibility as an Ish Yashar V'Ne'eman. Okay, that's what the Rambam says. You could still reclaim your Aveda B'Tviya Sain. He's not endorsing this. He's saying, you know, if you do this, we're not going to punish you in Hilchos HaShavas Aveda. That is not, you know, an endorsement of Mutar Lashanos, you know, Mibnei HaShalom or anything else, really. And I don't think the Rambam is going out of your way to start a trash can fire in the neighborhood. I don't think you should do that either. But the Rambam took a very aggressive position. Okay, so Ilan, you want to finish this off? This is the Rambam in Deos that I believe establishes the Rambam's true position on this entire subject. Okay, so then the Rambam gives all kinds of examples of what would constitute gzeiras, you know, gnevas das, not particularly massive issues, but you know, to basar nevela, makom basar shchuta. Obviously, they're not chayav tit shchuta, you know, etc., etc., etc. So the Rambam says that it's completely prohibited to do any gnevas das. Very important topic for this week's parsha. Vaygnov Yaakov a slave Lavan Harami. Right, that is a very important topic. This foreigner tries to defend it. I don't think the Rambam would. Divrei chalakos upitui. Not a person who cannot conduct themselves with any words of seduction or manipulation. Lo ye echad v'peh v'echad b'lev. You're not allowed to say things that you aren't really sincere about, right? You're not allowed to invite people if you know that they can't come. You know, all kinds of things like that. V'lo yarbe lo b'tikrovus yodea shenu mekabel. Right? All kinds of niceties, and you know that the person really isn't, you know, responding to it, but you're doing it to present yourself one way when it's not really honest. And then the Rambam talks about opening bottles of wine for a person, that you're making, you know, it out that you're doing it for them because it's, you know, you respect them so much, or really you're going to do it for yourself. So again, all kinds of manner of very subtle forms of, you know, dishonesty. And then the Rambam concludes with a line here that I think has great weight on our appreciation of the total sheet of the Rambam. So yeah. Okay, so go ahead, Ilan. Afilu mila achas. So the Rambam brings it down to one word. Even one word of pitoy, mefata is a seducer, shel gnevas das, of deception is totally prohibited. So rather, the Rambam says, fas emes, or your language should be truthful, veruach nachon, and your spirit should be upright, velevtar, your heart should be pure, mikol amal, v'havos, from any iniquity or deception. So I think when the Rambam gets down to this level, v'afilu mila achas, you can understand the Rambam couldn't take away the mefurish gemara and yivamos and samachay and bava mitzi and lamed and daf lamed, lamed beis rather. But the Rambam related to this thing says it would be acceptable to do so. The Rambam never says it's a mitzvah to do so. And the more basic position of the Rambam, I think, is established in Hilchos Deos, that a person can never be echad b'peh v'echad b'lev, as measured to the level of one word, afilu mila achas. The Rambam repeatedly uses the term aser here. Aser la'adam l'hanigatzmo, aser l'gnov da'as habrilos. Okay, afilu mila achas l'pito shikdevis da'as aser, aser, aser. Aser. The Rambam thinks that it's prohibited for a person to conduct themselves in this fashion. So I do think that there is a difference between the Rambam and the other Rishonim, between the Rambam and the Psak of the Mechaber. I think the Rambam, the reason that he didn't accept Beis Hillel is suggesting that it was a mandate to say Kalanah v'chasuda, is that I don't think he thought that you could be mandated. And if a person felt it was necessary, so there would be a heter to do so. Ketzin Marachim of Deakala represents a heter. We wouldn't penalize you on the back end in Hilchos HaShavas Aveda in that context, but if a person can avoid it, you know, a person should avoid it. And that, I think, is a very impressive standard. So again, to summarize, you know, the last six or shiurim or so, we really, you know, tried to establish here in Chitas HaRambam was this remarkable idea that sometimes the Torah, like the Gemara in Shavuot says something is prohibited. Shikure Shikam Shakri. And sometimes the Torah says, well, we don't want you to do that, so there's a concept of a gzeira daraisa. But this represents like a category in its own right. That means Dvar Sheker Tirchak, where the Torah says that you're just not allowed to get close to any Dvar Sheker. Like, lo sikrivu legalos erva, lo yidbak biyadcha me'uma min acheram, when it comes to Avodah Zarah. I think those are actually the natural comparisons. And it's not an accident that we're talking here about, you know, arayos and, you know, gimel chamuros level things. So the Rambam felt that the standards of the Torah were just, you know, incredibly high with respect to matters of integrity and matters of honesty.